comes to podcasting, there's two very important groups. Their hosts and their subjects. These are their stories.
Different show.
Oh.
Different show. Different subject, actually.
Yeah, quite a bit. Welcome to Disney A.
You caught me so off guard. I didn't know you were doing that.
We're your hosts.
Yes.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, what are we doing this week, Krista?
Well, you sent me on a blind date again. There are probably people who have never heard this again.
Yeah, so we do a little thing around here called Blind Date with Disney.
Yes.
And that's where we choose a random thing that's on Disney Plus for one of the other to watch.
Okay, so this is my third, and you've only done one. So
yeah, I mean, that sounds fair. Completely even and equitable.
So this is the first one we did for 2022, and you thought we'd kick off. We have a few Valentine's Day themed episodes coming up, and this is...
It's romance season.
Oh, yes.
We're all about our seasons around here.
It's very true.
Yeah. And now it's romance season.
Exactly.
So I picked... There's actually slim pickings as far as romance goes on Disney Plus.
Well,
your game, Disney. We need more romance.
Okay, but here's the thing. I looked in the Valentine's Day collection. There's lots. They just are mostly good because it's like Cinderella and it's like.
Well, yeah, I guess. But they didn't have a Valentine's Day collection when I was
picking.
They
do now.
They do now. Okay, I was just a little ahead of the curve.
You were also. There's not a lot of, like, random stuff like this.
Yeah, like, we try to pick something super random that we've never seen before.
Never even heard of.
So, like, yeah, Cinderella would not qualify.
No, exactly. Exactly. So you picked me a movie.
Something special. Something really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It reminded me of myself, actually.
Because
of the title.
Okay, so the title was Geek Charming.
That's me!
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is you're going to describe this movie to me, and I'm going to smile and nod.
Yeah.
Maybe make fun of the fact that you had to watch it. I don't know.
So essentially, Brandon picks it. He puts it on my watch list, and I don't know what it is until I sit down to actually watch it. And you've never heard of it, so I have to attempt to explain this plot to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're all caught up to date. So before we get to any of the gloriousness that is Geek Charming, Brandon, what is your nerd thing this week?
Well, it was my birthday
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of the week.
It's true. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Doo-doo.
Happy birthday, dear Brandon.
Okay. Yeah, that's not what it was, the nerd thing.
Oh.
But I went on a nice little ski trip.
Yes.
For my birthday.
Yes.
Last weekend.
Yeah.
With the whole fam jamly.
Yeah. Shout out Krista's family.
Krista's family, yay. I hit the slopes for the first time this year, and it was fun. And
yeah, you said you had some good conditions, some good weather.
It was nice and sunny and fun, and my legs mostly worked.
Mostly.
For the whole weekend.
Good job.
Almost.
How were they the next day?
I was walking like an old man, but that's fine.
Also, it was your birthday, so that might have something to do with
exactly.
it. You're an old man now.
Exactly. But, I came out better than I expected, so.
Good. That's good.
Good stuff. How about you? What's your nerd-tastical
thing? It's the end of my semester and beginning of my new one, so I've been planning my new semester. And today, I planned film studies.
Ooh.
I get to teach film studies, among other things, next semester. I'm pretty excited about
it. That's very exciting.
And you would appreciate this.
I would, probably.
Not only I borrowed like 6 years ago and I haven't given back yet, but one of your textbooks from when you took film studies in university, but I've designed the course to be a film from each decade starting in the 20s. And so we're going to be looking
who
at
who gave you that
course.
Idea, I wonder.
I don't know.
Someone pretty smart.
Probably. Maybe someone geeky and charming.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was pretty cool. I got the list all set up and everything, and it's apparently a popular class. So,
okay, which movie from your class are you most looking forward to teaching film studying?
I've got Singing in the Rain on there in the 60s. And I have taught that one before, but it's been like a lot of years, so the kids wouldn't have overlapped. That's one that not a lot of the students would have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them will kind of like roll their eyes when we start it, and most of them are going to love it.
That is one classic movie that'll win over almost anyone if they give it like even half a chance.
Yeah,
because it's super watchable. The first time I watched that movie, it was in film studies, in my university film studies class. And I was like, oh, okay, I've heard of this movie. I don't know. I like musicals, but I don't know. This one's super old and, I don't know, probably kind of cheesy. Like, he's going to dance around in the rain, whatever. But, like, I fell in love with it.
Yeah, and I'm really excited for that, since the whole focus is, like, how movies change and everything like that. And we're starting with some... Like, we're starting with clips from, like, Nosferatu and stuff like that. So we've got some actual silent ones, and we get to see the color come in and everything. So then watching Singin' in the Rain when we get to the 60s is going to be pretty cool.
Nosferatu is very cool.
Yeah. It's very... So it's going to be kind of like
a little bit of a meta. Film geek. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. And charming.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was a lot of fun, and we're going to cram it all in. So I've got a movie per decade, but I have two from the 2000s because I wanted to do an animated one, too.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Yeah. Do you want to know which one we're doing?
Sure.
Wall-E.
Wall-E.
Actually, I have a couple Disney ones in here, so it's definitely going to shout out Disney. We're also doing... Okay, I'm still talking about it. So we're also doing Steamboat Willie.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do Iron Man.
Ah.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. Our other 2000s one.
No, that... It's shockingly important to like cinematic history now. Yeah, so,
and
we're
also doing our 70s one of Star Wars, so we've got Disney representing
Disney all over the place.
So or really important,
purchase Disney anyway.
Yes, like, well, yeah. So anyway, that's going to I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be fun.
Cool.
Pretty nerdy. And Brandon, what are you drinking?
I am enjoying the last beer of January.
Oh yes, that's true. January, well, we've got a few days, but
yeah.
We have no more beer in the fridge.
I'm going to swear off beer for a little while because it turns out beer makes you fat. Beer makes you fat. but yeah, it's called Knight Rider, and it's from our lovely local brewery, and it's very delicious.
What
and
kind
tasty.
Of beer is Knight Rider?
It is a dark Czech beer. Which I don't know what that means, but that's what it says on the
you
label.
You drank lots of beer that was Czech when we were...
Yeah, it wasn't dark, though.
No.
It was mostly... Pilsner is big in the Czech Republic.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is not a Pilsner.
No.
But it is delicious, and I love it.
So you're like, I don't care.
I don't care, yeah.
I'm also drinking something from the local brewery, same kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another one. I've had it on here before. It is the peach sour, because it is what was left in the fridge.
Yeah, we're cleaning up the fridge after the holidays and our birthdays and stuff like that. And then we're going to
go
on a little break.
Yep.
Back to neutrals or something.
Yeah.
A little more slimming.
Exactly. Yeah, we're not doing dry Feb or anything.
No. Good heavens, I'm not a monster.
Just maybe slightly healthier choices.
Yeah, slightly. I don't know, whatever.
Okay, and then we have a new episode of Boba Fett to talk about. Brannon, episode 5.
Oh yeah, we're supposed to do this spoiler free. That's going to be difficult.
You should watch it.
Yeah. Okay, so this is coming out on Monday.
No, we're doing it spoiler free.
No, I know. We're doing it spoiler free, but so you know how I guess that there was 6 episodes of the Book of Boba Fett?
Yeah.
And then you were like, no, there's actually 7. I think I'm a little closer to there being 6. But I'm not gonna say any more than that because you should watch it.
This was a very special episode.
Very special episode.
You need to go watch it. Just need to go watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So was this the best episode of Boba Fett?
It's the one where I did the most squealing.
Okay.
You can't spoil.
No, I know.
You're picking your words so carefully.
I am. I don't think it was.
I don't think it was either.
But it was awesome.
Yeah, so much fun.
It's more like an episode 0, I would call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. It might be the most fun, but I still like the first episode the best.
I also like episode 2.
Oh, I did too. Mm-hmm.
But yes, episode 1 was very good. Honestly, I like all of Boba Fett except episode 3.
Yeah, and I don't think episode 3 is offensive. It was just eh.
It has the world's slowest high-speed chase, so... But yes, watch episode 5.
Yeah.
It's very important.
It is. You need to watch that. Go. Good job.
Yeah, good job. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay, I think that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update. Hey, Brannon, you know who we shouldn't talk about?
Probably Bruno.
Yeah, but we're gonna.
Do-do-do-do. No. Okay.
So, you know how last week I said that it was now the highest song in, like, 26 years since, like,
now it's the highest song ever.
Second highest.
Okay.
Yes. It is now number 2, officially, on Billboard this week. Mm-hmm. The only song...
ever hit number 1?
Was A Whole New World.
Really?
Yeah, A Whole New World.
You know, I would have guessed something from Beauty and the Beast, honestly.
Yeah, no. A Whole New World hit number 1. It was there for 1 week. And,
slow week or something?
No, A Whole New World is great.
Yeah, but...
A Whole New World is great.
Okay, whatever.
But, yeah, this is... officially the second highest ranked song by Disney.
Pretty crazy.
Of all time.
Yeah.
No. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe next week it's number 1.
The more I dwell on Encanto, the more I like the music from it.
Well, I've listened to the soundtrack a few times now, just like while I'm working and things. Since it's finals, we haven't had students consistently. So I'm not usually one who gets to listen to music while I work. So this was nice. And I've been listening to it a few times and I just have such an appreciation for it. I really want to watch the movie again now, actually.
The lyrics are so well written. I wonder why. and it's like, it's a big hit on, like, TikTok and stuff, from what I've seen.
That's really cool. Yeah. I've seen a lot
of
stuff.
Not that I'm a big TikToker or nothing, but yeah. I've seen lots of clips, like, popular clips popping up on Facebook and things like that.
Can I just, one thing about Encanto here for a second. I'm not on TikTok or anything, but I'm on a lot of Disney Facebook groups, and people keep comparing... Coco and Encanto. Mm-hmm. You can have two good things.
True.
You can, and it's fine to compare them, but it's
they're
not
very
like
different.
It is exactly, but they're I very guess different. It's just because of like Latin American.
Yeah,
kind
they're Latin focused, but different. Like
totally different.
Different, and I mean they're also big like. Both big on family, so
yes, and I think that is basically the premise, but that's like you can have, you know, a favor between them or anything, but it's not like you have to choose one or the other. So like people,
no, you must choose.
Calm down, they're very different. They're very different stylistically.
Make your choice. And well, no, wait, that's
no,
something
that's
completely
something
different.
Totally different. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I want to watch Coco again now too, but yeah, I want to watch Encanto again.
I could do that.
Yeah,
probably.
Okay.
Maybe probably not as many times as Hamilton, but I could watch it again. Yeah.
Deal. No, yeah. All right. Another week, it seems daily, another fight at Disney World. Literally, it's at least once a week, the last little bit.
You can't see it, but I'm palming.
Big
old face palm right here.
This one was a massive brawl in front of the castle, and I actually watched the video. I haven't normally, but this one I watched the video. And there's one poor cast member.
Oh, man.
And he's not...
That's who
I know!
Stupid people aside, I feel bad for the staff / cast members that have to deal with these idiots.
Well, so this one, apparently, it started because... This might shock you. Someone ran into someone else with a stroller accidentally.
That happens
all the time. And apparently this turned into a big brawl. I didn't, like, investigate this too much, but I did watch the video. And everyone's, like, trying to separate them, and they're yelling at him. I heard one being like, how old are you? And, like, you know, being like, are you proud of yourself? And it looks like there are at least 3 people involved. The worst thing, besides this poor cast member, is there were kids who were, like, clearly their children who were trying to, like, separate them. And the cast member was, like, kind of yelling at them, but he was so calm. And all he did is he kind of kept everyone else back. And anytime the kids went to try and separate them, he just, like, very gently, like, pulled them back. Be like, oh, it's okay.
Come on,
and,
little Jimmy. Your parents are morons.
Yeah. Poor little Jimmy doesn't get to go to Disney World anymore because you just got kicked out and banned for life.
Yeah.
So, hope that was worth you having your temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Hopefully, little Jimmy wasn't banned for life.
No, but little Jimmy probably needs a ride there.
Yeah, well, he grows up, whatever.
Anyway, this one was a big one, so yeah. There's first look at the Iron Man coaster ride vehicles that are coming to Disneyland Paris.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I didn't get to see them. I just saw that, you know, we can see them now, but I wanted to show you first, so.
Interesting.
Yeah, so definitely if you're interested in that, have a look, because that's pretty cool.
Where's the Iron Man coaster going?
In Disneyland Paris?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Like, I haven't been to Disneyland Paris. Disneyland, like Tomorrowland or something?
I would guess so, because they don't have like secondary park or anything there.
Yeah, I don't. Interesting. That's cool.
Well, we're gonna hear more about Disneyland.
I know they're
Paris.
Building like a Marvel hotel there.
Yes.
So
it must be somehow affiliated with this.
That's cool. Yeah, I hadn't heard.
We're gonna hear lots more
yeah.
about Disneyland Paris, though. They have an anniversary coming up here, right quick. So this is probably
do they celebrate Euro Disney's anniversary, or is it Disneyland?
I think
Paris?
It's Euro Disney.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah.
Peter Dinklage has made the news for criticizing Disney. Did you see this?
I heard all about this, yes.
Okay, so for those who don't know, Disney's making a new live-action Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs film.
You know who's Snow White in that movie?
Who?
We just saw her.
Oh.
The star of West Side Story.
Oh, I love her.
She's very pretty.
Yes, and she is.
Probably like very similar character to Snow White in West Side mm-hmm, Story, mm-hmm. like characterization. I'm not too sure about casting, like, her name is Snow White.
I don't know.
It doesn't bother me, but it is a little weird. Like,
we'll see how she does.
She's not. Her skin is not white as snow.
Yeah, well, maybe white is symbolic of purity or innocence in this case.
Anyway, she's gorgeous.
You know what? Most people...
She will
unless...
be the fairest in the kingdom. Yeah. Like, that's just the way it goes.
You go. But most people who have jet black hair are not white as snow.
True,
unless
yeah.
you're anemic and should go to the hospital.
Yeah, probably. Go to the hospital.
So... finding a human who actually looks like that is also uncharacteristic.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
But anyway, so Peter Dinklage was not happy. And so he's criticizing this.
Because of the dwarfs.
Disney has been... this has been in production since 2016. But Disney responded saying they're taking a different approach and will share more information later. And they're being sensitive and considerate and things like
that. Yeah, so... the follow-up, the response I heard is that they're not actually going to be dwarfs. They're going to be magical creatures or something. It's interesting because the medical condition is actually named after the fantasy creature, which is...
interesting.
Kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Mythologically, dwarfs have been around since, like, ancient Greeks like that. Long, 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 long time ago. That's where...
The medical
term came from. Mm-hmm. So, it is tough to separate the two. And I can see why
he might get upset about it.
Like, he's been fighting and, like, just... I don't know. Like, yeah... It's a tough one.
I read his tweet. It's inappropriate for those children and things like that. But it was quite witty.
Well, yeah.
And it was like,
he's a smart guy.
He's super smart. And he said basically like the original fairy tale of Snow White has seven dwarfs basically living in a cave and they're very animalistic
and things like that. Yeah, I mean,
they live in a cottage in the Disney and things like that. And he's basically like, how many movies do I need to make? Here, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a cool dude. But yeah, so that's interesting. So curious to see what happens.
Yeah, that's a tough debate, and I would defer to what he thinks, because he would be the expert in that subject. So,
exactly.
Like, yeah, if it bothers him, then I guess it's
you should be
bad.
Addressing that. Yeah. Then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Runaway Railway in Disneyland has made progress in construction. Pictures all over the Facebook and the Instagrams. Their roof structure is now underway, and this is the most significant progress they've made in a while. So it jumped way ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, I remember when it was just a hole in the ground, so...
exactly. We were surprised they were moving ahead with it, actually.
A little bit, right away.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I thought it was just going to be postponed.
I figured it would be paused, but no, they were like, no, we need this.
Yes.
And this ride looks really cool.
I'm excited
for it. The Disney World version looks awesome, so I think that'll help Toontown
definitely.
A lot.
Yeah, between renovating Toontown and Runaway Railway, it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very optimistic.
So when we go to Disneyland...
Someday. Speaking of Disneyland, the submarines. Hey, remember how everyone thought the submarines were never, ever, ever going to come back?
I'm sorry. Like, that was the dumbest theory I ever heard.
But, you know,
COVID.
Here's the thing. The submarines were closed for a very long time.
Sure,
a while
they
ago.
Were. And they did close in Florida. Permanently.
Yeah, so it's not the dumbest thing ever.
It was a little dumb.
No, okay.
What are they... I don't know. They'd have to, like, do something completely awesome with that area.
Yeah,
like,
which they might. I mean, maybe. They want to do something cool to Toontown anyway. Not Toontown, sorry, Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland, mm-hmm. Yeah. You're talking crazy. Crazy talk.
Crazy talk. Anyway, they're connected to Tomorrowland, and we want them to do something cool to Tomorrowland anyway. So
yeah, well, they could make it cool submarines then.
Yeah, anyway. they've been uncovered as refurbishment continues, so maybe they're making them extra cool. Also, in Disneyland, it's Lunar New Year is being celebrated right now, and Rhea has made her official debut, so we have a character now.
Sweet.
Yep. Tale of the Lion King is returning to Disneyland early summer this year, so this is actually
just the tail.
Oh my goodness. Not the mane. No, just the tail.
Just the
They can't see me shaking my head at you, can they?
That was a good one. Okay. I'm proud of myself.
Anyway, this is exciting. This is another sign of, you know, live shows coming back and people getting their jobs back and things like that. So that's pretty cool.
Thumbs up for me.
Yep. Auditions are now open. Hey, for people who are nearby and want to go do that.
It's not. No.
I would love that.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be the most fun job. No. I just would need to learn how to sing and dance.
Yeah. And act.
Also that.
Yeah. Well, just minor details.
Also.
Insignificant details.
Also, I'm living in the wrong country.
Yeah. Yeah. You need a visa.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Speaking of Disneyland, it is moving forward with vaccine mandates for union cast members.
That's kind of big news.
Yeah.
We're in Canada, we're having a little bit of a protest around vaccine mandates right now. Interesting.
Yep.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Switching gears a little bit, Nielsen. Switching gears. Okay.
Yeah, because of the truckers.
Yeah.
They're dumb. Just the ones that are protesting, not the ones that are working hard and delivering all our goods. Those are awesome.
I mostly think the ones that are dumb that are connected to alt-right groups.
Yeah. Problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Any extremists are problematic.
It's true. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's get off the soapbox and keep talking happy Disney stuff.
Okay.
Nielsen released the top movies and shows streamed in 2021. This is cool.
Oh, I find this fascinating, yeah.
Of the top films streamed, 11 out of 15 were on Disney Plus.
Very interesting.
Guess what the number one was. You'll never guess.
The number one streamed in 2021.
Yes. Number one.
Movie, specifically.
Feature film.
And I'll never guess.
You'll never guess.
No, I don't know. There was a lot.
Okay, well, I'll try and guess.
Is it a Marvel property?
No.
Okay, is it a animated film?
Yes.
It is an animated film. Was it Luca?
Okay, well, you guessed.
Yeah. Yeah. I got hints, though, so...
Okay, number one was Luca, number two was Moana, number three was Raya and the Last Dragon, four was Frozen 2, five was not on Disney, that was Red Notice from Netflix, six was Frozen, seven was Soul, eight was Cruella, nine was Mitchell's versus the Machines, that's on Netflix, ten was Jungle Cruise, we still haven't seen that by the way, and I'm very upset about it, 11 was Black Widow, 12 was The Tomorrow War, which is on Amazon, 13 was Coco, 14 was We Can Be Heroes on Netflix, and 15 was Avengers Endgame.
It's interesting how many old ones are on that list.
Yeah, Moana was number two.
Yeah, but it makes sense because, like, animated kids films will be watched multiple times.
Yeah, totally. But I was surprised by Luca.
Good for Luca. I love Luca.
Oh, that was great. It was so much fun. Also, one out of the 15 shows, it was WandaVision.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
We watched that twice. We did our part.
Yeah, I will watch it more. I love it so much.
It is really good.
Speaking of Disney Plus, Disney has just struck streaming deal with WWE. So maybe wrestling's coming to Disney Plus.
Wrestling.
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. Because they have lots of umbrellas. ESPN ESPN Plus is probably where you would see some WWE,
right?
But that might, like, they might add it because ESPN Plus is not in Canada, so right. They might do something in Disney Plus.
Maybe, we'll see.
Who knows? I don't know. Not that I'm big into wrestling, no. But
But some people are.
Yeah.
And then our last news item, lightsaber, end caps. Brandon, go.
Okay, so they came out with some new additions that you can put on your custom lightsaber from Savvy's Workshop. They're very bizarre.
Oh, really? I haven't seen them.
So they kind of look like hand-carved thingies.
Okay.
The one is a Rancor head, which ties in nicely to the Book of Boba Fett.
Right.
And the other one is a Loth cat.
Oh, those are so popular.
They are very popular, but I don't know if they work as, like, additions to your lightsaber.
Right.
Because it looks like a so like a long sword, and you have your hilt and your in your pommel, and like kind of rounded off. It's like that, except like very ornate add-on that you would put on the bottom of it.
You know what they could make for an add-on at the bottom? A blurg.
Yeah, I guess. Or just like have some blurg.
Yes! Not on a lightsaber. I want a blurg thing. I want, you know what I want really badly? I want a stuffed blurg. What would be even better would be a stuffed blurg, like from the Toydarian, like the hand. Yes, that's what I want really badly.
I agree. I think blurgs are cool. I think you need to keep lightsabers mostly simple.
Right.
The weird carving thing. I don't agree with that, but whatever.
Hey, people are spending money.
Yeah, that's good for them, I guess.
And I think that takes us to our main topic. Before we get there, though, let's take a quick break for our friends on Magic the Mouse Radio.
Let's do that.
Disney Plus and chill.
Okay, Brandon.
Did you go on a blind date for Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Okay.
So I do want to say this is my third blind date with Disney.
Yeah. Was this your favorite?
This one was my favorite.
Oh, really?
Yes, definitely my favorite.
Ooh.
You made me watch Can of Worms Halloween.
Yeah. Lucky you. That should have been your favorite.
Universe at the Top of the World was like, if it had dinosaurs...
It should have had dinosaurs.
Yeah. Whatever episode that one was. But if that one had had dinosaurs, that might have been my favorite just for, like, the over-the-topness of it. But, like, that was just weird. This one I would actually probably watch.
Yeah, it looked kind of like a Disney Channel, made for Disney Channel movie.
Oh, do you know why?
Because it was probably made for
Disney
Channel.
Yeah. So, 2011 as well. Yeah. So, that helps.
Yeah, a little newer. So, I don't know.
Although, quite frankly, Universe at the Top of the World was better than Can of Worms. And Can of Worms was in the
90s. Slightly newer, yeah.
So, Geek Charming came out in 2011. The first thing that you're going to notice is there's a recognizable face that is the star of this.
Yeah.
And it is Sarah Hyland, I think is how you say her name.
Okay.
And she's from Modern Family.
Yeah.
Which was kind of coinciding time-wise with that.
Right.
She basically plays the same character in
very
that she's very
similar,
pretty
yeah.
and kind of dumb
mm-hmm.
and really, really popular. And she cares a lot about her shoes and she cares a lot about her clothes. But then you find out, Brandon, there's more to her than that.
What?
I know.
How could there possibly be more?
So my very favorite thing about this, it's just like Modern Family, they stop to talk to the camera.
Perfect. I like a break in a fourth wall.
Yeah, yeah. So two characters do. Her name is Dylan, and her love interest, the geek, is Josh.
Those are very, very generic names. Okay.
Okay. All right. So we find out. Oh, so Dylan's also rich. I guess that's the one big difference between her characters. And she's not actually dumb. She just sometimes pretends to be dumb because popular girls are not supposed to be smart.
I mean, that is a problem with society.
Yeah.
So.
She's actually kind of a genius.
Oh.
So basically what happens here is Dylan wants to be Blossom Queen.
Ooh, Blossom Queen.
It's kind of like Homecoming Queen.
I gathered,
okay.
Yeah.
And
probably with more flowers.
Probably. It's at the spring fling, you see.
Ah.
Yes. Mm. So she wants to be Blossom Queen, and she is
lovely.
Probably the most popular girl in school.
So how does one become the Blossom Queen? Is it like a popular vote?
It's a popular vote, yes.
Okay, so if you're popular, then you should probably win? I don't know.
Like, exactly.
Like,
but
what's the problem here?
So they're going around, and there's only really one other girl. There's a few other girls running, you find out at the end, but there's only really one competition. And the competition is, like, head cheerleader, and her boyfriend's a football player. So she's also, like, really popular.
Okay, so and you she's just, like, take blonde. Her out at the knees? Or?
Well, you could totally do that.
Right.
So Dylan and her two friends are walking through the cafeteria, and of course you have your obligatory, let me explain, the cliques at this school. And that's kind of what we open with.
Okay. Probably not as well done as Mean Girls.
But, no. Or Clueless. Those are the two best ones.
Clueless does it well, too. I mean, original. That was the original. Yes. Clueless was, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, she's...
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club did the best.
Breakfast Club, yes.
Okay.
Can't go without mentioning Breakfast Club.
Very true. Very true. So they're walking to the cafeteria, and there's this symbolic, the ramp, and it's a little higher level, and so the popular kids eat there. And on their way to the ramp, they're looking, and they're like, oh, look.
You know who has problems with ramps?
Hmm.
Trump.
Okay.
It's a good thing he's not in this movie.
A good thing, or there'd be so many problems.
It's very problematic.
Okay. Although I don't know why it's called the ramp. There are steps.
Just a...
Dumb Maybe this name. Ramp on the other side.
Yeah,
you
it's
see.
Like handicap accessible.
Exactly.
On the other side.
Exactly. Okay. So anyway, they're going and they're pointing out a few things that are important. You know, you have your typical, oh, they're like, oh, this is the musician group. And they're like, yeah, why are they carrying around guitars? And then they point out one of
so
the girls.
So they can play their bass line.
Exactly.
I don't know.
And then they point out one of the girls, and one of her, Dylan's friends, says, I can't believe you used to be friends with her.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. So here we have a character introduction. And then they continue a little bit further, and then you have the film geeks. And so she's going around, and she's explaining who each one.
They sound I mean, awesome.
Yeah. So as they're going around, they're kind of explaining why each group would vote for Dylan and why she should be assured Blossom Queen, which is her only goal in life, she tells us later.
Kind of sad.
Well, it is, except it gets more sad, but there's actually a reason. The reason is, we find out, Dylan's mom died when she was a little girl, and at the spring fling at the same school is where her parents met, and her mom was Blossom Queen, and so she feels like the more things she could do that are like her mom...
Did her mom die of sadness?
Yes. The more connected they'll be.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, her dad is a nice guy, but he works a lot, and he's also very, very wealthy, and he's got a new girlfriend, so she's kind of lonely, and blah, 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 blah. So, she's at the cafeteria, and on her way to the ramp, she runs... This guy, like...
The stair ramp.
Yes. The guy... This guy knocks her food over all over her, and there's no Spider-Man to catch her.
Oh, dang, I know. I was gonna ask that.
I know, okay. I know. But she's okay, but her food goes everywhere, and she cannot, like, believe that popular people have to breathe the same air as, like, geeks like him.
That is unfortunate, yeah.
And
That's how COVID spreads, so...
It's true. Yeah. We stop camera winds from his... We find out that she was spraying perfume and sprayed some in his eye, so it was, like, her fault he... Ran into her. We meet him again later because at the mall, her purse ends up getting knocked into the fountain and she starts screaming. And so he runs
as one does.
As one does. So the same guy runs and saves it. And this is Josh. And we find out Josh is one of the film geeks.
Gasp.
Gasp. And Josh has a proposal for Dylan.
They're getting married already? Wow, that was fast.
Really, really fast. He wants to make... He wants to enter this documentary contest. He doesn't really have a subject matter that the teacher likes, but he figures he could do a hard-hitting expose on, like, popularity. And Dylan hears this and thinks, I'm going to get a promotional video made about me to help me win Blossom Queen.
I mean, that works, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they're both like, oh, this is a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
So...
That's actually a better plot than most teen movies.
Exactly. They actually both have goals.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they actually, they're going to like help each other out. And then the next day, Josh has to start following around Dylan and he gets to go up to the ramp. Tensions rise because Dylan's boyfriend doesn't like seeing him there. And it's like a whole thing. Dylan's boyfriend's also a total jerk, by the way. And he plays volleyball.
I'm not surprised. Oh, yes. Those volleyball jerks. Definitely problematic.
Well, it is because they need to go to the beach later and there needs to be a beach volleyball game.
Oh,
so we need to have it
Top Gun style.
Exactly. Let's call him Goose.
Yeah.
Except he
dies.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
I would actually like this guy to die more than Goose.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Goose is awesome.
Goose is awesome. This guy's a jerk.
Okay.
Okay.
So not Goose.
No. So anyway, he starts following around and she is, as expected, very, very difficult. She was like, has a list of demands and she basically treats him like a servant and she's kind of like over the top ridiculous. She has this whole thing about how it's really important to like keep people separate because what if cats and dogs started hanging out all the time. You can't
mass hysteria.
Have that. Exactly what I was thinking about.
Yeah, okay.
But she specifically says, like, you don't want anyone to forget their place.
Yeah, no,
because,
you don't.
And this is how
the
she,
society
like,
collapses
totally
if...
talks the entire time when she's explaining this.
Yeah.
She's like, well, like, what if we started hanging out because of this and you got some, like, idea about us dating or something? And everyone's like, oh, my God, that'd be so embarrassing. It's funny because they're going to end up having a romantic interest.
What?
Okay, so anyway. They spend a bunch of time together, and Dylan is as terrible as you would expect her to be, and Josh is, like, having none of it.
This seems all very dramatic.
It was very melodramatic. There was much screaming on the road.
Oh, my goodness.
And she did much,
how
like...
How could you handle this?
...foot stomping, and, like, nobody understands how difficult it is.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so anyway, they both decide to...
I don't like her.
Well, you're not supposed to.
Okay, good, because I don't.
Because nobody does. So they decide they've had it. Josh goes and says, you know, he wants to change his subject for his documentary. Teacher says, too late. It's put in. If he pulls out of the competition now, their school's not sending anyone. And basically that's all on him, and he doesn't get a chance to compete. And I guess the winner gets a...
Sounds like not a very good teacher to me. I mean, okay.
Anyway.
I don't know.
And he also encourages him. He says... Like, why do you want to quit? She says, well, Dylan's being too difficult. And he's like, oh, well, a good filmmaker.
Subject,
yeah, exactly.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, Dylan is like, well, he's terrible and I don't need him and blah, 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 blah. And she goes to her first rally and her main comp and she gives out candy. And I was like, oh, that's really nice. And her competitor for Blossom Queen gives out cupcakes and she starts listening to people talk about how awesome she was for giving out cupcakes and like, people that she thought looked up to her. She's like, oh, I can count on your vote, right? And she's like, maybe. And then, like, walks away. So she's now worried that she's not going to win Blossom Queen. So she needs...
Because of the cupcakes.
Because of the cupcakes. So she's thinking she's not as popular. Like, her just straight-up popularity isn't going to be enough. So she needs this movie. And Josh needs the movie. So she dresses geeky.
And he dresses popular.
Yes, but not yet.
Oh.
So she puts
like
on
a,
like...
It's like a Grease moment?
It's a little... We're getting to a Grease moment. We have to have a montage first.
Oh, hold on. I mean, everybody needs a montage. Even Rocky had a montage. Yeah.
But first so she shows up. She finds out that the film club going to a old movie theater kind of thing. And she shows up there. And she's in like a sweater and it's all very casual and things like that. And they all go for ice cream afterwards and they start talking about the movie. And
the flavor of ice cream.
It doesn't say. But later there's an important ice cream moment.
Okay.
You keep jumping ahead here.
Oh. I just like ice cream.
You know that ice cream's going to be like a moment.
Yeah, well...
You just assume it should be.
It should be. I love ice cream. I don't know.
And then we find out she's actually really, really, really smart. Because they're all they're all debating how something worked, and they're like, well, it's suspension of disbelief. She says, well, actually, according to whatever's theory of whatever, this would make sense and blah blah blah. But anyway, back to the point of my film. So she likes just spews out knowledge all the time. She does. So she's actually the smartest one in the conversation at all times. She just dumbs it down a lot.
Makes perfect sense.
Yes.
That's very realistic.
Totally. Anyway, so Josh, they agree that they're going to keep working together, and Josh and her start, like, chatting a little bit, and they get to realize they, like, don't, like, there's a little bit of vulnerability there and things like that, so she wants to do a makeover on him to make herself feel better.
Of course she does.
And he says no, but then he listens to her talk about how much she misses her mom, and at one point she doesn't show him, but she shows us, the audience. She pulls out an old dress and she like holds it and like kind of cries and stuff like that. And so he listens to her talk about this and he says, okay, well, to make you feel better, you can do a makeover on me. So then we get our montage. She makes him look
pretty.
She's
like, oh my God, I love shopping for guys.
It's true.
You smell that?
Subtext.
By Calvin Klein.
Nice Legally Blonde reference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
For those who don't know. Anyway, that's exactly what it's like. He shows up at school the next day. He's all nervous about it. She's like, you look awesome. Go do it. And he's walking down the halls, and all of a sudden, all these like girls more popular than him are like, "Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Can't wait to see you in AP English, Josh. You Man, look great, Josh."
School is a lot different when I went to school.
Oh, also, when they're at the beach, the girls wear t-shirts.
Why?
I don't know.
Just so they don't wear swimsuits?
I think so.
Okay.
They're tank tops and stuff.
Disney Channel.
But it was, I was like, what?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was weird because they're like the popular girls.
No.
And I'm like, did they just get to the beach? I don't understand. And they're suntanning?
Yeah, no.
With like, yeah, anyway, it was weird. All I could think of was when Haley Mills got in trouble for wearing a bikini and like Disney fired her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all I could think about. So that was the 60s.
Thanks, Disney.
That was the 60s.
Yeah. Oh,
well, I don't think... I think she's got a wrist slap on it.
They're still, like, they're Disney child stars, at least in the 2000s era, 90s, 2000s. They were pretty hardcore with them.
So I said Hayley Mills. I meant Annette Funicello.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so you have this, and she comes for supper with him and his mom, and his mom is like a single mom, and she's like really nice and really involved and stuff like that.
Wait.
No.
She has a single
dad. Yeah, it's not that, though.
And he has a single mom, and they don't get together at the end of this?
They don't.
What the heck?
The dad has a girlfriend, though.
Well, you should dump her, and then we would just have, like, a Brady Bunch situation.
That would be problematic.
Greg and Marcia.
Yeah, that would be problematic.
It worked perfectly fine. Perfectly fine.
No. Okay, we're going to leave it alone. Anyway.
What are you doing, step bro?
Stop it.
Okay.
Anyway. And so, you know, they're hanging out and everything like that. And then we meet the best part of this movie. And is a giant black and white Great Dane named Mouse.
Okay, that is the best part.
He was really cute.
Great Danes are awesome dogs.
So cute. And it's funny because his name was Mouse.
Yeah. I mean, you get a Great Dane, you got to name it something ridiculous like Mouse or Tiny.
Exactly. You just require.
Mini or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Something like that.
Exactly. So Mouse is adorable.
Munchkin.
Exactly.
Munchkin would be a great, great Dane name.
A great, great Dane name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway. Mouse was adorable, and I love Mouse.
I also love Mouse. I didn't see Mouse, but I love Mouse.
Okay. So, you know, we have that, and then Josh works at the mall, and Dylan's dad, like, owns the mall or something like that, owns a bunch of properties. And so he shows up and says, "You should come for supper. You should come over. I want to meet the guy that my daughter's been spending so much time with." And meanwhile, all the friends are like, "You're spending too much time with this person," and things like that. And Josh keeps saying they're not dating. And the dad's like, "Oh, I never liked that guy, the boyfriend anyway." And stuff. "You're much cooler." So Dylan comes home and her dad, who she hardly sees, is sitting on the couch with Josh. And they're watching old movies. And they're having like burping contests. And it's like this very Bondy moment.
They're watching James Bond?
Yes. No.
That would be sweet.
But anyway, so things are going really well. Which means it all has to come apart.
Oh, of course. You got to have your Hallmark
exactly.
Break apart moment before you have the happy ending.
So,
yeah.
Remember the girl who was in the band and she can't believe they used to be friends with her?
Okay, vaguely.
Okay, so her name is Amy, and Josh really likes Amy. And Amy, to be fair, is really cool.
Yeah, Amy sounds probably better.
Yes. And Dylan says she's going to help Josh get Amy because she knows what girls like and blah, 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 blah. And Josh does get a date with Amy. And so they decide he doesn't know what to take her or anything like that. And Dylan says, "Well, come to this party that the volleyball team is having." And
first of all, he picks her up at
lunchtime or something. Cause he says, "Well, we can go for lunch." And then they says no. She's like, "Okay, well, let's go to this party." And I was like, "What party is that? Like lunchtime?" It's a pool party.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but didn't explain that before. But anyway, it's a pool party because there was a pool.
Yeah, and volleyball players.
Mm-hmm.
They probably have to go to bed early.
Probably. So anyway, they're there, and Dylan's kind
of
like,
"I
know,
okay.
I know, I'm ignoring you." Dylan is kind of like feeling left out. Her boyfriend's being her boyfriend, who's basically a jerk. And Amy and...
Probably because he plays volleyball.
Okay, leave the volleyball players alone. You like volleyball.
I do. At least he doesn't play basketball.
Exactly.
That's a terrible sport.
Anyway, just wait till you watch High School Musical.
I don't. Remind.
Get your head in the game. Get your head in the game.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, they end up, Amy and Josh aren't really driving, but like no one's being mean or
Wait,
problematic.
They have a drive competition?
Yeah, they do. It's a whole grease moment. I told you there's a grease moment. So Dylan and Josh end up finding each other to talk, and Dylan's giving Josh some advice. He says, well, you gotta like act romantic with Amy, you gotta like lean in, and you gotta like hold her hand, and that's the time her boyfriend shows up, conveniently with Amy behind him. So boyfriend's all ticked off and throws Josh and Amy at the party, and it's very problematic. And then the next day at school, because apparently this party happened like on a random day, first of all, Josh asks Amy to go to the spring fling with him, and she says no, because she says, I like you, I think you're a nice guy, and he says, no, nothing's going on with Dylan and me, I promise, and she says, nothing's going on with Dylan and you, I think you want there to be.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's very astute, because yeah, he does, but he doesn't know that yet.
Ah.
And she doesn't really know that about him either. So anyway, Amy says, no, thanks, but no thanks. So the next day at school, Dylan wakes up late. And I know. And she's like rushing around, and she accidentally slips her last contacts down the drain instead of in her eyes. So she has to wear glasses to school.
Glasses. Did she also have to put her hair in a ponytail?
No. Can you imagine the audacity?
Thank goodness.
Because that would be crazy. So, but the day before at the party, their excuse for sitting so close together was that, Dylan lost her contact. And they're all, like, grossed out by the idea that Dylan was wearing contacts.
Don't she sit so close to me.
And they're all grossed out by the fact that she might not have perfect vision. And she says, no, I do. I have 20/20 vision. I'm, like, my eyes are perfect. I don't wear contacts.
Except
don't be silly. Nobody knows this because she's supposed to be perfect.
So perfect.
So.
Because bad vision is a character
exactly.
fault. Yeah,
so first of all, she wears
sense.
The glasses to get to school. And then when she's there, she takes them off and tries walking, but she like can't find her locker and she can't find who's talking to her.
Really bad vision.
Really bad vision. So she ends up putting her glasses, tries to fake it. She gets to class. Her friends are making fun of her a little bit, but whatever. She gets to class, and as she's sitting there, the boyfriend who sits on the cross the room passes a note. And also, it is 2011, people. You do not pass notes anymore.
Yeah, they text.
Exactly. It was ridiculous. Anyway.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
He passes a note, and her friends are like, oh my god, what did he say? And she's like, just like sweet little things. And they're like, no, that's not it. So she takes out her glasses, puts them on so she can read, and he breaks up with her via note in the middle of class.
As one does.
So she's upset.
Did she throw her desk at him?
No.
Because
she's just like distraught.
That happened in my...
Did it actually?
Oh, yeah.
Someone broke up with him and they threw a desk?
Oh, yeah. But
that's dramatic.
It was hardcore. Yeah, he went to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She threw a desk at him?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And, like, bad enough to
send him
to the hospital?
Oh, yeah, he was concussed.
Oh, my God.
It was one of those, like, big desks with a chair attached.
Oh, okay, yeah, we don't have those at school anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely have had students throw desks. I've had students throw desks at me. And I remember students throwing desks when I was in high school. A very good friend of mine actually got suspended for throwing a desk at a cousin of mine.
Mm.
It was...
Didn't hit him in the head, though.
No. Kind of hit him in, like, the side, and she got in trouble, and then the story came out of why she threw a desk at him, and then he also got suspended. He was racist. So, anyway...
High school drama.
I, like... I'm embroiled in high school drama all the time.
Yeah.
I get to say things like, why don't you take a breather and stop crying for a few minutes?
Usually not worth it in high school. Like, yeah.
Anyway. There's much high school drama, but this is, of course, Disney. So she runs out in the hall after him at the end of class and is like, what's going on? And she does call him out on breaking up with her in a note. She's like, that's ridiculous.
That is kind of BS.
Yes. And he says...
Man up and talk it out.
Exactly. And he says, well, you like hang out with the nerds now. You're even dressed like one. Because glasses.
What?
Yeah. So anyway.
Having vision is very
super
nerdy.
Super nerdy. Yeah. Super nerdy. Mm-hmm. So she's all sad about that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's upset because he is way behind in the documentary. Then she looks in her spot up on the ramp has been taken.
Not on the ramp!
And it's been taken by her competition for Blossom Queen.
Steve, I mean, The other lady.
Yes.
I guess.
So.
Okay.
And then after school, she's walking past her favorite boutique, and her two besties are in there trying on dresses without her. And she's like, what are you guys doing? Well, we're shopping for, you're shopping for Blossom, or for Spring Fling dresses without me. She says, well, you don't even have a date anymore to go.
Wow. I mean, that's fair. She doesn't.
She doesn't. It's true.
So maybe she should think about her life.
Exactly. So anyway, she's all by herself and everything sucks and blah, blah, blah. But she does spend some time. She has dinner with her dad and her dad's girlfriend. She's like, oh, I guess she's not that bad. So basically, Dylan is at her most.
She's probably that bad.
I think they talked about shoes or something.
Oh.
But Dylan is at her most likable right now. But she's really sad.
Still don't really like her.
No, she's actually kind of cool during this time.
Nah.
And she's actually really nice when she finds that her friends are like, ditched her and everything. She's like, well, you should totes get that dress because it's like j'adore. She always says, oh, I j'adore. She speaks
really bad French.
Yes, she speaks bad French frequently.
I also speak bad French, and that is really bad French.
Yeah, so really, really. So my notes here under, I said geek charming. I said, Brandon, le tragique, because things are either j'adore or le tragique.
Where was this supposed to take place?
Oh, no. She's just, like, super cool.
And she thinks that speaking French makes her cool?
Randomly. It makes her posh. I think. But it's, like, her thing. Someone else tried, or was like, oh, I'm magnifique. And she's like, French is my thing.
Yeah, no.
And it's not good French.
No.
Let's just make sure that's super clear.
Very bad French.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying it wrong, because I'm saying how she's saying it.
Yeah.
The other one she always does is like, she spells everything out like N-O-P-E, nope.
What?
But like, this is what, it's really dramatic. She's like, I can't believe you would like do this to me. Like, you suck. S-U-C-K, suck. Like,
how did she not get run over by a car?
And then
that
the other
is
one,
my first reaction to that.
And then the other one they all do is like, what and ever. They can't see you face palming or curling up into a ball. They can't see it.
Why? I feel really bad. This sounds like a terrible movie.
It's fine.
Terrible.
So anyway, we're actually wrapping up here.
Okay. Yeah.
So she's like really low, and she's probably not going to be Blossom Queen. Which, I mean, she actually has a nice reason for wanting to be Blossom Queen now. And all of her friends suck, and she's single, and she can't even eat lunch with the nerds. Like, there's just no one. And Josh has been replaced as president of the film club because he was never around.
Oh, no, so not the film club.
They all gather, like, the entire school, apparently, which is somehow only, like, 200 people, but anyway, gather to watch the films. Because, of course, the popular kids would totally come to this as well.
Yeah, we wouldn't skip that
never.
A million years.
Exactly.
Because it's very important.
And they had one girl doing one, and then it's going to be Josh's. And just before his starts, Dylan comes in, and she sits by herself over in the corner.
Oh, not by herself.
I know, it's very sad.
That's very sad.
And Dylan has, Josh has kind of had a conscious problem.
Oh, conscience?
Yes.
I thought he got knocked out.
Like the guy who
yeah, contested. Yeah, I don't
no.
know.
No, he had a conscience. Sorry, okay. I probably didn't enunciate.
No.
Okay, conscience problem. Because he said, well, what he...
He's
the
feeling,
movie he
he's
wants...
He's feeling a little guilty.
Yes.
You know?
Basically, the movie he wants to make now is not the movie that he proposed making. And he's worried that the movie he makes now is not the hard-hitting look at popularity that he thought it was going to be.
Right. He was going for expose, and now he likes Dylan, so he's going to be
like
and a fluff like, piece.
There's more to everything than he thought.
Oh.
And it's almost like his good teacher, who didn't seem like a good teacher but was a good teacher, said at the beginning, like, you just have to keep an open mind, and sometimes your subject will surprise you, and blah 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 blah.
Walk a mile in their shoes, and then you get like blisters on your
feet. Exactly,
because
you're wearing someone else's shoes
for like a whole mile.
It's crazy.
It's a terrible idea.
So the movie starts, and the whole thing is like her at the beginning, and he's doing voiceover, and everyone is laughing and like clearly making fun of her, and she gets very upset and she runs out because it's her being ridiculous at the beginning.
Right.
And she runs out and Josh runs after her, and she's like, you're terrible. Mm-hmm. You just care about your movie. You like ruined, like I
her
thought
life.
We were friends and things like that. And clearly we're not.
They
you don't care about
they
me.
They were not friends.
No. So anyway, He goes back in, and then we see the end of the movie when it's showing all of these nice things about Dylan. The whole thing is how he's surprised because there's more to people than he thought. Exactly. It's like she can be vulnerable and she can be funny and she can be like, and it's all these little moments that he was filming, like just be her being herself kind of thing. And actually he had the film going when she was talking about her mom being Blossom Queen.
Yeah.
And then by the end, everyone is like loving the movie and cheering like crazy. And she's at home crying. And then her friend, Amy, the musician, shows up at her house with, okay, this thing, it's silver. It looks like it's called a CD or like a DVD.
I don't understand.
It's like a disc.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you put it in a machine and then it'll play.
Why would you do that?
Because that's how you used to like listen to music and watch movies.
Oh, like a record.
Smaller than that, and silver.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. Anyway, she shows up with it and says that Josh won first place for the documentary, and Dylan is now more popular than she's ever been, because everyone loved the documentary. And Josh wants you to watch to the end this time. And so she leaves it there, and then we go finally to the Spring Fling.
Yay.
So the Spring Fling, the other contestants are up on stage, and Dylan walks in, and she is wearing her mother's dress. Okay. And somehow, I think there are chaperones there, because both Josh's mom and Dylan's dad and his girlfriend are there. And some, like, other people must be chaperones. And everyone's dressed up really nicely. Because it's the Spring Fling.
Very important.
And then they go announcing, and of course, Dylan has won. She gets up in her speech, is this whole thing about how she was wrong, because it doesn't matter if you're popular or not, popularity isn't like...
I think it matters if you're pop.
Well, no, because high school's almost over now, so it doesn't matter anymore. She says how she was wrong about, like, the cats and dogs thing, and you should just be with people who make you happy no matter what. Cats and dogs love each other, okay?
They do.
Yeah, mass hysteria.
But you gotta watch out for the mass hysteria.
So be cautious about the mass hysteria.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so she says, you have to be people who make you happy, like the way I feel about Josh.
Josh!
So then they, like, are in the crowd, and everyone's like, oh, Dylan, you're awesome! And then they, like, get together, and they dance, and you actually have a kiss on screen.
What? That's,
I know, it's Hallmark rules, you kiss at the end. And meanwhile, the other film nerds are all kind of like paired up. The girl who was in the film club, there's four of them, including Josh. She had a crush on Josh, but this other guy had a crush on her. And she asked the other guy who liked her to dance or whatever. And then the other guy's like, girls are gross. And then Amy shows up and is like, do you want to dance?
Girls aren't gross.
Exactly. And then we zoom out on everyone dancing together. It's so nice. And it's just a nice little slow
dance.
And then
they all move away. And
No. Yeah. And then at the end, we have them both talking to the camera together.
Oh, like Harry Met Sally style.
And then they're like, oh, maybe we should make a sequel. And they're like, don't you know anything? Sequels are never as good as the original.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about the movie, but also they're in a movie. It was funny. It was a little meta.
That's very meta.
And then they run down the street away from the camera.
Oh, God.
They kind of skip. He, like, picks her up at one point and, like, swings her around. The credits start rolling over it. No, it happened. No. It totally happened.
Do they get run over by a bus in the after credits scene?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Okay. What do you think?
I'm really glad that I didn't have to watch
it. It was cute.
Okay, so why is he a geek charming?
Because he ended up being her prince charming, but he's still a geek.
As one is.
Mm-hmm. Best ones are.
Okay, that's really unfortunate. Okay, well, what's your rating on this?
To the other two?
Yeah.
Oh, this one gets like 100% compared to the other two.
100% compared to the other two. Okay, would you recommend this as like a light, fun Valentine's?
If you're into like Hallmark movie style stuff, like it's super cheesy. It's obviously teenage and
young Hallmark movie.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's like Hallmark and training.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was cute.
Le tragique.
What and ever.
Okay. Well, lovely.
It was like trying to be iconic movies, basically.
I'm sorry that I subjected you to that.
Be sorry for yourself, because I'm going to walk around spelling things out now. N-O-W now.
Okay, well, as a special treat.
Yes.
To go along with this movie.
Yes.
Instead of trivia, we are going to find out what Disney couple we are.
Oh, fun.
Based on our Valentine's Day date plan.
Ooh, we don't really have a Valentine's Day date plan.
No, but you're going to answer questions.
It's Monday. Okay.
You're going to answer questions.
Okay, all right. I'm imagining one.
You're planning on the fly.
Got it.
Okay, and we're going to find out what Disney couple we are.
Okay, I like it. I'm excited.
Hopefully Olaf and some...
Sven. It's Olaf and Sven.
Olaf and Sven. Yeah. They are. Yeah, okay. Probably not. But anyway, we're going to start off here.
Go.
What kind of flowers would you like to receive?
Okay.
Orchids? Roses? Yep.
Orchids. You can keep going.
Sunflowers? Daisies? Peonies? Or irises?
I actually really like all of those. Yes. But I'm going to go orchids.
Okay. That's what I would have picked for you. Yep. So I'm glad that you picked that one. Okay. Here's the correct answer
is whatever I get brought.
Here's a good one.
Okay.
To go along with our episodic question. What are you drinking? To help set the mood.
Oh, okay.
Champagne, red wine, white wine, martinis, Shirley Temples, or sex on the beach?
I actually like all of those except martinis.
Yeah, martinis are horrible.
What is wrong with you, James Bond? I'm drinking champagne.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm drinking champagne, I think.
And like in the jacuzzi kind of situation?
Yeah.
I agree. Okay, cool. Now you have to pick a romantic activity that we're going to do together.
Ooh, okay.
Very romantic.
I like it.
We're going to get a couple's massage.
Sounds nice.
Go on a weekend getaway.
That sounds nice, too.
Have a candlelit dinner.
Can I do all of that on the weekend getaway?
Try the gray stuff. It's delicious. Dance under the stars.
Aww.
Go on a sunset hike.
Aww.
Or take a bubble bath.
I would literally like to do all of those things.
I mean, you could do all of those things.
During your weekend.
I'm gonna
say weekend.
Okay, yeah.
Because you could do all of those things on your weekend.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I was thinking. Book a massage while you're on your weekend.
Okay. For me, it would be the bubble bath. On the weekend, though. In a jacuzzi type of situation. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Which love song will you listen to?
I'm ready.
A Thousand Years.
Aww.
Make You Feel My Love.
Aww.
Thinking Out Loud.
Hmm.
The Way You Look Tonight.
Oh, that's really good.
Falling Slowly.
Oh, I love that song.
Or She Keeps Me Warm.
I don't know that one.
I don't know.
I know the other ones and I really like them.
I don't.
You know,
I would know them.
You
to
know
hear
them to hear them,
but
you know I, them to hear them.
Music's not my thing. Okay, okay.
Actually, one of my favorites. Well, a couple of my favorite songs are on that list. That's really hard because I love the ones I know. I don't know the last one. And like really love them. I'm gonna say "To Make You Feel My Love." Does it say who it's by?
No.
Oh, that's important though, because different versions are much better.
Sure. Okay. Well, it's your favorite version. There you go.
Okay. Although the way you look tonight. No. Okay. No.
What gift did you get me?
Oh, did I get you?
Yeah. This is for your significant other.
Oh,
so
okay. All
that's
right.
Me.
That is you.
Yeah. Was it concert tickets? A poem you wrote? Gourmet chocolate? Jewelry? A fun class to take together? Or a card?
Okay, so I wouldn't get you any of those things.
No, you wouldn't. I would hope not.
The closest would be a fun class to take together, I guess, because that'd be the closest
to, like, you could, like,
let's go somewhere, let's do something together.
Yeah, do something.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or a concert would be cool if we were, like, going to a play or going to, like, a hockey game or something instead of a concert. Like,
yeah.
But I'm going to say...
Not too big on concerts.
Yeah,
myself.
I'm going to say do stuff together.
Yeah. You could spend Valentine's Day anywhere.
Anywhere.
In the whole world.
Okay.
Where would it be? Paris, Hawaii, Iceland, Tokyo, Rome, or Havana, Cuba? As opposed to a different Havana.
Apparently.
I guess. That's the only one that
Which
has
one am I going to say?
Which one are you going to say? I would hope you say Rome.
That is the correct answer. Yes, it's Rome.
Yeah.
It's definitely Rome.
I would like one of the tropical places.
I know.
But Rome is really good.
Yeah, at first I was like, oh, tropical, and like Havana, I would love to go there. Especially for Valentine's, if I can be in Italy. The answer is always Italy.
That's the whole quiz. If you had to pick one Disney couple, which one would you want to be?
Oh, well, I want to be Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Yeah. I like them.
They're a little abusive, but...
But the reason I like them
a little
is because they, like, get to know each other.
You just want the library. Get over yourself.
want the library.
You want the library. Okay.
I want the library.
Well, I have some bad news.
No, I don't get a library.
We're not Belle and the Beast.
Okay.
We are apparently Jasmine and Aladdin.
Really?
That's what it says.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, explain this to me.
It doesn't say anything further. It just says,
oh, you're Jasmine and Aladdin. Interesting.
Because yeah. Probably like a whole new world. You were
stuff. Oh, lots of going and traveling and experiencing.
Yeah, you go.
Okay.
Take the magic carpet ride.
Well, I want the library, though.
Well, you didn't say library thing.
Okay. All right. It's fine. I don't think we're allowed.
You also get a pet tiger.
I do get a pet. That's pretty cool.
Out of the deal.
And you have a pet monkey.
And a magic lamp.
That's pretty cool.
Like a magical blue guy that's your friend.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Okay. Yeah. All right. What do you think? Do you think we're Aladdin and Jasmine?
I don't know. I guess so.
Who would you want to be? I thought I was going to be like Pongo and Perdita or something. Lady and the Tramp.
No, we're not Lady and the Tramp. You're not Lady and I'm not the Tramp.
Well, I don't think I'm Jasmine.
I like.
I'd love to be Jasmine.
I like Wally.
Oh, Eva. I like them too.
Or Carl and Ellie.
I actually do think we're Carl and Ellie.
I think so too, actually.
Oh, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not think about Carl and Ellie, okay?
No, let's not.
Okay. Instead, let's thank El Mule, because he's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. And you can find a link to his work at our website at disneyaid.wixsite.com/podcast. You can also find a link to our social media accounts, although quite frankly, if you Google us, you will find us.
Google's good.
Yeah, or if you're like on any of the social media, you can find
us. Also ask Jeeves. No, wait,
that's not a thing. No. Mm-hmm. But especially Instagram at DisneyA.podcast, Facebook at DisneyA, and Twitter at DisneyA Podcast. And you can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and, theoretically, on Adventures A, our YouTube channel. We're having technical difficulties still.
Yes, you are.
For new ones. Mm-hmm. But you can find old ones there. You can find some previous blind date ones, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yours, especially.
That was a good one.
Yeah. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, please do. It helps others find us, and it's just really awesome, especially if you do it on Apple Podcasts, because algorithms. Apple is for algorithms.
It is.
And you can listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern. And Magic of the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps. Next week, we're going to continue being all mushy for Valentine's Day. Romance season. So, you know how I said there was a Valentine's Day section now on Disney Plus?
They now
have a section that is shorts. So we are going to watch any of the ones we haven't seen before that's on that list. And then we're just going to pick some of the favorites to talk about. We're not going to rank them all because I think there's like 12 or something.
Yeah, just talk about the good ones.
Yeah, we might pick like our top three or something.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you have one you want us to for sure consider, make sure you let us know.
I hope it's Paper Man. Cause...
Paper Man's definitely on there.
I saw it.
And I was
yes!
like,
yes!
Oh!
That's number one.
You haven't seen them all
yet. I don't care. That's number one. Paper Man.
Do you just want to watch Paper Man again?
I want to watch Paper Man.
Well, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Wait, if you're Ellie, does that mean you're gonna die?
Oh.